The stock market and all its volatility has made a lot of things look worrisome and downright troubling. But there's a difference between that and what's really dangerous. And Kyle Guskey is here, and we're heading to the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone, everybody. This is the part of the show where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And quite honestly, yeah, right about now, you could look at just about anything and think, wow, that's dangerous. Yeah, because the market off from its February peak by more than 20% in a month, basically killing off the long bull market and more. Yeah, well, the stock market itself feels dangerous, but some of those things, they're fleeting and they're not structural or underlying a company. And at New Constructs, they want to evaluate things. And hey, by the way, everything that's beaten up is not going to be a buying opportunity. That's the alternative as well. Even if this thing winds up knocking stocks down, they're not all buying opportunities. If you want to find the buying opportunities, well, at New Constructs, the way they do that, they look in at the bottom. They work their way up from the footnotes. So it's forensic accounting meets cash flow analysis. When everybody else looks at a stock and is thinking it's good looking, the New Constructs folks are asking a different question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
And if they find out that something is not attractive, based on the stuff that's down deep in the footnotes, it's misleading. That makes it dangerous. And by the way, it works the opposite way as well. If something is actually attractive but looks dangerous on the surface level, well, that winds up being where they want you to go. To learn more about it, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst for the firm. Kyle, great to have you back on the show.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Stocks with low ROIC, specifically Nutanix and Wayfair this week.
Danger, danger.
It's Nutanix and Wayfair, which is NTNX and ticker symbol W, but they're here because they have low ROIC. So explain the problem, why low ROIC is a problem generally speaking, and why it's particularly bad in these two issues.
So yeah, with markets down so much, we looked at some of the past research and we actually found that high ROIC stocks provide a layer of safety in down markets. Some of the best performing stocks in the last crash were those high ROIC stocks. On the flip side, low ROIC don't have that same level of safety. We actually have seen that in some of the past danger zone picks. We looked at all the danger zone picks from 2018 to now, and it's something over 60% have performed worse than the market this year, and it's almost all of them had negative returns year to date. So we're looking at companies with low ROIC. They don't generate cash. And in the case of Nutanix and Wayfair, they're both high revenue growth, but profitless companies when you look at the actual bottom line. You're with some of the accounting distortions that looks even worse than GAAP net income. We see that core earnings, economic earnings for both of these firms are negative and getting even worse over the years. And these are the type of businesses that can be propped up in a long-term bull market. But when that the rug gets pulled out from underneath, we see how weak the fundamentals truly are.
In terms of expectations, how much does the market and its downward pressure mask all of this? You're digging in at the footnotes level anyway, which most people don't. But, we normally are thinking you're going to find something that it looks good and it winds up being bad. But in today's case, almost everything looks bad. These just happen to be worse. So how much worse is it? I mean, how do these stand out compared to everybody else who's just struggling?
So these stand out because, yes, they look bad, performance-wise and fundamentals. But the problem is they're still overvalued, even after they've fallen, so much this year. We look at the expectations baked in the stock price and we see that they still have much further to fall to get to, a much more rational level. And that's even considering some conservative assumptions. When we look at Nutanix specifically, to justify its current price, they still have to improve, margins to 6% from negative 65 last year. And grow revenue by 16% compounded for the next 14 years. So it's massive expectations still, even after being beaten down this year. And then even if we look at, 6% margins and grow revenue by 15% for a decade, you're looking at something like $9 a share. On the Wayfair side, it's a similar case, down big this year, but even to justify that current price, you're looking at margins of 2% compared to negative 10% profit growth, 18% for the next 9 years. If we give it, a little still optimistic, but a little more conservative, 2% margin and revenue growth by 14% for a decade, you're looking at $23 a share. So it's two companies with poor fundamentals that are still overvalued even after falling with the market this year.
Yeah. And I mean, at $23 a share, that's off about 33% from where it's at now on Wayfair and on NTNX. You know, it's currently, you said, talked about $9 a share. It's currently somewhere in the $12, $13 range. So big cuts and again, bad valuations and the real problem, low ROIC. If you want to learn more about low ROIC, how it plays out, not just these stocks, but others that New Constructs has identified. Well, they blog about their danger zone picks. So if you go to newconstructs.com and find the blog, you will get more information about Nutanix and Wayfair, this week's danger zone picks, but also the whole concept of low ROIC stocks being in the danger zone. Kyle, thanks so much for joining me to talk about it.
Thanks for having me.
That's Kyle Guskey, everybody, investment analyst at New Constructs. NewConstructs.com on Twitter at New Constructs. All right, we are heading for home on the Monday, March 16th edition of Money Life. Up next, our bigger interview. This is with David Sukar. He is an international portfolio manager for Vontobel Quality Growth. We'll be talking global markets when Money Life returns right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.